Welcome to the Leader's Edge podcast. I'm Sandy Laycox, Editor-in-Chief of Leader's Edge. In this podcast, sponsored by Ascend, I talk with Kylie Hubbard, Director of Innovation at Insurica. We discuss the current insurtech investment market and what is attractive to investors right now, the state of data connectivity from the broker perspective, where insurtech will go next, and the future of buzzy tech, including blockchain and AI. I hope you enjoy our conversation. Kylie, thank you so much for joining me. It's great to be here talking with you today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Very excited to dive into some conversation around insurtech. We're going to start off with a look at the market a little bit. So we've seen, it's been interesting watching insurtech investing over the past few years. It was crazy for a while, but you know, lately we've seen less investment in new startups, but still some investment in those that are proven. So I love your thoughts on what is going to be attractive to investors right now as an insurtech.
For sure. The market has been pretty crazy the last couple of years. It's been really interesting to watch and see how all of that goes on. You know, it's been really interesting from an agency perspective too, just because, you know, it feels like the first kind of big couple waves weren't necessarily surrounded or targeted towards insurtech that was even for agencies or brokerages or brokers or MGAs or anything of that nature. And it's been interesting to see a little bit in my personal perspective. I'm starting to see a little bit of more shift towards, you know, investment in, you know, tools and tech that is going to really bring back that value to those core competencies within insurance that, you know, I think everybody wanted to disrupt originally. Right. And from an agency perspective, like, I think there's a space for all of it, but it's exciting to see some of these. It's been interesting because I think, you know, number of deals and number of dollars that are getting pushed into the system and the ecosystem is less right now. Obviously 2022 is like a not great year as interest rates have gone up. That's, you know, created a huge weird space for investment, but the investments that have happened are, you know, the values are generally larger, but you're right, it's more proven methods. Mm-hmm. I think that will continue. I think right now, for what, you know, the space has, I think you have to have a much heavier track record. You're going to have more customers than you did in the past whenever you had to start, when you're starting, you know, your seed rounds or starting your investment opportunities. I think you're going to have to see more in terms of, you know, there's just some standard things that are happening within the insurtech tools. You have to bring efficiencies to the front lines, whether that be to agents and brokers or directly to carriers. MGAs, I personally think MGA is kind of that new space where, like, we're starting to creep in terms of where that tech probably will be going next. And I think data flow between, you know, all of the spaces, consumer to broker to agent to carrier, and the data flow connections between those should probably be a big focus, because the faster everybody can get that data, the faster we can all work and do more business together. Connectivity is huge. I think when you think about, you know, the tools and the efficiency things that we need from a brokerage and agency perspective, I think the ability to overcome some of the adaptability and connection issues of the past has become a big target in companies that I think will bring bigger impact to and value to their investors. So just naturally being able to overcome some of those things make it a more attractive investment. And then, you know, you've just got to be able to bring A solution that will cover a wide base, a wide base of customers. If they're gonna, you know, if they're gonna invest in your InsurTech, you better be sure that you can compete in the marketplace in a big way.
Yeah.
I think that that's really important right now. It's from you know, the people that we know and we talk to about what's going on in the market. It's volatile in general. And so you have to have a proven record, and you have to be able to have a wide customer base, and be able to break into those, you know, big top 100 agencies if you're agency focused. I mean, I think having big customers is just really going to be a differentiator in somebody's ability to, you know, secure funding or not right now.
That makes sense. I mean, we started out with, it seems like, a lot of companies, some of them doing the same thing, right? So the
yes.
those that have managed to really get a lot of the clients, makes sense that they would be the ones that would rise to the top at this point.
Yeah, I'm hoping that, you know, I love to see the little guys win. I love to see, and I love to use and work with companies that are just starting. So it's a little bit harder in this space because it's a little volatile on where they're at in terms of, you know, stability. But I think, you know, hopefully interest rates eventually stabilize a bit and maybe head down, and maybe we can open it back up to some of some of the smaller tools too. But I just think it's getting less towards, you know, direct to consumer, less, you know, direct access type things, and much more about efficiency tools and how can we booster and help, you know, the core pieces of the insurance industry in general, which I really appreciate for sure.
Absolutely. You mentioned a couple things that I want to go back to. So one, and I was going to ask you about this anyway, you talked a little bit about what the brokers are needing for this next phase. You talked about needing that smooth data flow, that connectivity. So I'd love to hear exactly, where do you think we are in that? How close are we to like reaching that nice smooth flow? And then are there any other things that you feel like are crucial for brokers from the InsurTech community in the terms of client service?
Yeah. I think we're getting there. I don't think we're, I don't know. I think we're probably middle of the road in terms of getting where we need to be, middle of the journey and where we need to be in terms of connectivity. I look at connectivity in a couple different aspects, really. You know, you have your client journey connectivity. How are you connecting to your clients? How are you creating a space where they want to be and they want to work in the way that they want to work? And that's not all customers are the same. Different segments of customers want to act and conduct business in a different way. So making sure that you have efficient connectivity to those customers and those customer journeys, which allow you to pivot between one customer type and the next quickly. And then I have, you know, your efficiency tool connectivity. It's like, you know, we have Applied and we have a Vertifor and we have all of these, you know, giants in this space that we rely on every single day. And most everybody in this market does too. So, you know, they're making strides to make themselves and their platforms that we rely on, a lot more connected, like, you know, able to plug and play our third party connections. But I don't think we're there yet. I don't think it's good enough yet, in my personal opinion. Sorry, guys, I like you a lot, but we can all do better in this space of, you know, just working together. I'm a big proponent of ecosystem in this way and making sure that, you know, we don't all have to be the best at everything. We don't all have to be the best at everything. We want, you know, I work our agency, you know, Insurica is an Applied Epic user. We're big Applied Epic users. We're all in on that, but we want to make sure that, you know, there are other things that we found in the workplace or in the marketplace that are good tools that they've just done really well and they've built really good things at what they do. And we want to make sure that, you know, our ability to use our AMS is, you know, our accounting system and our system of record, and use it in the processes that we've made, but allow that flow of data in between those other tools that we think are really great efficiency and customer tools for us. So I think, you know, the connectivity between some of those systems and just our core competency systems, we're going to get better. And I know that they're working on it too, which is great. And I've seen some really awesome companies do some really creative things to get around that too, around those kind of plug issues and connection issues. So it's exciting to start seeing people kind of innovate on ways to get around some of those roadblocks for sure.
Interesting.
I'm looking forward to the future though. I think that there's a lot to be done.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sounds like it. All right. Let's talk about a couple buzzwords. So one is not as buzzy anymore, but it was very buzzy a couple years ago, blockchain.
Yeah.
And we've seen a couple use cases where it's actually being, you know, put in policies or claims, you know, processes. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Is it gonna become a widely used thing in insurance?
I don't think so. Yeah. Honestly, I mean, it might. Who knows? Some of those kind of, I think particularly when it comes to money and payment and all of those things, like I think blockchain really has a, and I mean, just obviously just secure data in general, you know, the more we look at data privacy and data security laws and HIPAA and all of the things that we have to do to protect our customers and in just general, you know, personal information in general. I like the idea of it a lot. I just think we as an industry haven't, what's the right word here? We just haven't adopted it in a way that we're just not in a I think it's almost too far of it. It's just too outside of our comfort zone right now.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been utilized in our industry quite yet in a way that is easily adoptable.
Mm-hmm.
And if kind of the wider set of, you know, I think it all starts with the carriers. Like if the carriers aren't adopting it, it's really hard for the rest of the industry to adopt it. I kind of tend to watch what the carriers are doing first, in terms of kind of those big hype words, if you will. I mean, I think it has a lot of potential. It hasn't caught on in the way that I think that maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I feel like 2 or 3 years ago, it was like, you know, we're going to work in blockchain. We're going to work in the metaverse. And, you know, that's just how things are going to be. Our industry, although, you know, I love it. I have a passion for it. Really big into the insure tech world. It just doesn't move that fast. So I think if it does catch on, it'll be a while. I don't think anybody, I think if you went into an agency right now and said, hey, we're going to start using blockchain, somebody might panic. I don't know. I think that's one of those that like, I think the jury's still out. I'm not sure about it yet.
Yeah.
AI, on the other hand,
AI
is like
is
a
the next
whole
one.
Nother,
so let's, yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah. I mean, you can't, I don't see a future in insurance without AI ever again. Like it is such a integral, it's just such a useful tool if you use it right. It's such a good addition to the tech out there. It has the potential to create capacity in a world that we are having trouble filling seats. We're having trouble filling bodies just generally in hiring and insurance. And if you can't make your people the most efficient that they can be and put their talents, I'm really big on using AI to fill time or create time for people to use for what they're talented for and what their highest and best use is. And a lot of times you just there's not a lot of value in a human sitting there typing out data into a screen from one to the other. Like, there's just a lot of times not value in that when you have, you know, people who understand risk really well, and they're not spending their time doing that and helping their clients and advising and, you know, creating new plans and creating new ways that we can, you know, better serve our clients. And if you're not going to use AI to bring those kinds of efficiencies, I think you're going to fall behind. I think that it's just so powerful. And it's not even just like the, you know, data type, you know, redundancy tools too. It's how are we educating our people? It's how are we educating our customers? How are we able to speed up our communication with our customers? Can we answer their questions on a Sunday afternoon when nobody's at the office? Are we able to, you know, I mean, what kinds of data tools and analytics are we going to be able to do? How much machine learning are we going to be able to implement to be able to make better decisions? How much better are our loss ratios going to be when we have better predictions of what our claims are going to be like in the future? I mean, I just think it is silly not to be thinking in that direction. For
sure.
Are
you guys using it currently at Insurica?
Yeah. We have a couple different initiatives going on from an AI perspective. You know, we're really just trying to build a culture around accepting it and, you know, getting
trusting.
Yeah. We're in the build trust building season right now. Like, we've built some just kind of generic tools, but we have our arms around them. So we kind of know, and, you know, that's in the world of training and, you know, just information gathering, you know, for this all kind of has started for us. And back to that same discussion of how do we, you know, we're hiring fast, we're growing fast. And so we have really big growth goals. We have, you know, we're going to have a lot of producers come on board this year, which come with a lot of support staff and everything else that comes with a large amount of growth. And how do you train all of those people? What are better ways that we can get questions answered? You know, there's just like the random questions of, like, you know, really green people too. We're trying to grow green insurance people, get people excited to start in this industry. And when you do that, you have to be able to answer, you know, basic questions, you know, like, what's an occurrence? What's a claims made policy? Right. Like, you know, those kinds of questions that, or process workflow type questions that in life right now, you know, we're picking up the phone or shooting a Teams message to, you know, our director of ops, who is probably in the middle of really important discussions with something else, that we need to make sure that they have quick access to the information that they need. And so we're using AI to structure, you know, some assistance in that way, and make sure that we have, you know, tools directly for our internal colleagues. And then, you know, we're exploring what outside, you know, maybe some customer facing AI looks like. We're using some machine learning and some, you know, prediction type models for some things that we've have going on. So it's peppered here and there, but right now we are definitely in that like trust building mode with our colleagues to say, hey, like, this is cool.
It's important that trust building is important. One more question for you, that you brought up talent, and I have to ask, because obviously, you know, talent is such a huge issue for every broker you talk to. You guys are very digital forward. So I'm just curious, is your talent search different than it might look at a traditional agency? Do you see a different pool out there, or do you have the same kind of struggles?
You know, we have the same kind of struggles. There's no doubt about it. I think it depends on what segment right now. I think we're still very much, you know, we're in a pretty traditional hiring mode with, when it comes to, you know, our middle market commercial lines business for sure. That being said, one of our core values at our company is innovation. And so we make sure that we're trying to build a culture of innovation. So, I mean, I do think that that has taken a part, you know, my HR ladies and the wonderful people that do our talent searching probably have better answers for this. But I know that, you know, just as a core competency, we are trying to build a culture of innovation. And so that has definitely been a discussion topic in terms of when we hire new people, we need to make sure that they're adaptable. And we need to make sure they're okay with change because this industry is full of it. And I don't anticipate that going away. And I think our leadership understands that. All the while, we still incredibly focus on just your sheer, I mean, commercial insurance is hard. It's hard to learn. It takes a long time. It, like, I don't care how much AI you have, like learning what a claims made policy is hard, you know, learning construction exposures is hard. Just learning this industry is hard. So it's a little bit of both. What I think we're still in pretty traditional mode. Now in our digital division, we call that Insurica Direct. We definitely put a bit more of an emphasis on the technology, and the ability to use technology in that space. But that's also the area that we hire a ton of green people. They don't know anything about insurance. They might be changing careers, or right out of college or something of that manner, to where we put a lot of emphasis on, if you can bring, you know, your ability to change and your ability to adapt technology easy, we'll teach you insurance. Like, we'll make sure that you know that part of the business. And we've found a pretty nice way to do that. But it still is a struggle across the board of just getting, just, there's just not enough people, that particularly seasoned people that know the business.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a common sentiment that you hear. So
I am really hoping that, I mean, I don't know about you, but everybody just kind of you're either born into it or fall into it. I hope a lot more people fall into it soon.
You know, we have a podcast that we do at Leader's Edge. My colleague does it. It's called Falling Into It. And it
showcases
people who they're young and they've somehow fallen into it. It's a great, I'm plugging it now, but.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. Yeah, I'll go listen because I fell into it for sure.
Yeah, I think it's a great story. But listen, it's been great chatting with you. I feel like we've definitely gotten a good state of the InsurTech market from you, as well as, you know, where things are innovation-wise, digitization-wise. Any last thoughts for our listeners from the head of innovation for Insurica?
Oh, I mean, I just am excited to see where this year is going to go. I feel like things, you blink and things are different and changing. I'm excited about the data, you know, the data flow and the data management going on and all of the AI tools. I mean, I think AI is the name of the game right now. So it's going to be really fun to watch. And I highly encourage everybody to jump in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kylie.
Thanks.
That was Kylie Hubbard, Director of Innovation at Insurica. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. For more from Ascend and the rest of our podcasts, visit leadersedge.com or subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or SoundCloud.